Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Holly Harden, and I'm here from Forest Lake, Minnesota. I'm reading to you from my most recent book, Recipes for Gatherings, from Mrs. Sundberg's Kitchen. Had our friends over Saturday, and it was a good time. It was cold outside, too cold for togas, but pretty much everyone wore one, and what a sight to behold. The Stendahls wore pale blue striped togas and sandals, and apologized for not wearing white, but all they had were sheets they'd saved for painting the house. The Hansons wore togas, too, but they'd packed away their summer shoes, so they were both wearing snowmobile boots, which they left at the door. Mr. Lund wore a toga, but Mrs. Lund said she felt a cold coming on and didn't want to risk it, and dear Mr. Abeldinger said he opted out for no reason and made a joke about the Greeks running marathons naked, and no one really got it, but we laughed anyway. Everyone admired the table, full up with pita bread and tzatziki, Greek salad and beans. As is custom with our friends, people brought wine, some from local Minnesota wineries, and a dish to pass, and we had a lovely assortment of olives and cheeses and something, I didn't really know what it was, that ended up being a lovely Greek butter cookie, and figs. It didn't take long for mere discussion to morph into a great conversation, where we asked and answered questions about why we're here, and free will versus destiny, and what procrastination is really about. The topic for the evening was, are you happy or content? And after a good long while, we passed around the baklava, and we all agreed for the most part that contentment is like a river, and happiness like the sun. And Mr. Abeldinger asked whether it's true that the Greeks throw plates and dance after a good meal. I said yes, and he said, opa, and then he let out a big sigh. We turned up the music a bit and passed the plate of baklava again, and continued talking as the candles burned long into the night. Had our friends over on Saturday, and it was a good time. Was a hot one up in the 90s and humid, and we gathered late in the day and had barbecued chicken and biscuits and fruit while we sat watching the sun sink into waves of summer heat. Mr. Sundberg lit the lanterns, and that soft light lit our faces, and I brought out dessert, angel food with strawberries and cream and a little jello in there to hold it all together. One of my mother's recipes, and a favorite when I was young, I said, as I lifted pieces onto plates and passed them around. Long ago, summers became the topic for the night, and Mr. Lund went on a while about how he and his brother would climb anything that rose up toward the sky. Mrs. Stendahl talked about swimming in the river near her house, how after a certain time of day, the light hit the water just right, and it glowed a shade of blue she's not seen since. Mr. Sundberg told how he and his father built the treehouse of all treehouses, complete with a small door and four windows and a shingled roof. There was mostly silence from Mr. Abeldinger until we all quieted a bit. Though I was an only child, I never felt much alone. Spent my time outdoors, I did, out there in the quiet. I remember lying on a grassy hill near our house about this time of day, staring up at the night sky, thinking how small I was and how beautiful were all those scattered stars. Away in the distance, an owl hooted, and somewhere farther off, a dog barked. I poured more coffee all round, and the lantern flames flickered in the warm night air. Mr. Hansen picked up his guitar and began to play something that sounded like a lullaby, and I can say that, at that moment, in the afterglow of sunset, there on the deck among good friends and an empty dessert plate, I felt pure contentment. And it felt real fine.
To listen to this episode again or subscribe to the podcast, and for more information about this author and her work, go to kumd.org and click on Programs, then Women's Words. Women authors of Minnesota who would like to read their work on Women's Words are welcome to submit their writing via email to kumd@kumd.org. Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood. The assistant producer is Haley Westfall. Music by Sharon Isbin. Funding for this program is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.